Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Happy Friday with all this Ashley Madison stuff going on. And thank goodness my email wasn't leaked in that. No, I'm just kidding. We've done some shows on Radio MD. Is cheating becoming the social norm? So you can look that up on Radio MD because I'd all like you to listen. It was actually one of my shows, as many of them are. But in light of all of this, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about this story because I think people are still just a little bit confused. And yes, this is health related because it's about mental and emotional health, really, and wellness. Ashley Madison is a Canadian-based dating, online dating service and social network marketed to people who are married or in a committed relationship. Their slogan is, life is short, have an affair. And they were named for two popular female names who created the name of the site, Ashley and Madison. So what happened was hackers, who I guess just don't like the idea of the set, of the whole site, of whatever, they made good on a threat to release what they said was 9.7 gigabytes of account and credit card information from 37 million users of the site. So what my question about this whole story is, and then they did that on Tuesday, and then I guess yesterday they released even more. So who is using this site? I guess a lot of people. And do they think that they're not going to get caught because they're going on some website to find someone to hook up with? I mean, Tinder, you know what you're getting. You're getting a hookup site. You're young, you're single, you're looking for somebody like-minded who wants to have a one-night stand or a few whatevers. But Ashley Madison's situation is really... it astounds me. If I was going to have an affair, I would not do it via a site where anybody could find out or know. I don't understand. So maybe, listeners, you can help me with this and send me emails, Melanie at Radio MD, and tell me whether or not the mentality of people that would go on a website to have an affair, that they're not looking to get caught in the first place. Because why would you go to a website? Why wouldn't you sneak off to a bar? I mean, what's the difference? Are they less dangerous? Are they bonded? Are they background checked? Are they, how do you know? I just find that amazing to me that people think because it's a website that it's somehow safer and or that they won't get caught, that this is an anonymous website or that they keep your information private. It's just ridiculous to me. So I'd love to know the mentality of people who actually go on. So feel free to let me know what you've done or if you know something about this. And now in my little last story for a Friday, is happiness contagious? Well, according to new research, yes. Hanging out with happy people was found to cut the probability of developing depression in half and double the probability of recovering from depression. And the more positive friends you have, the merrier, you know, the more the merrier, literally, then the happier person that you are. So maybe our parents were onto something when they urged us to stay away from those bad influences, when they said, oh, I don't like that guy, or, you know, come out of your doldrums, teenage sulkiness. When you hang around happy people, you're more likely to be happy yourself. So it is contagious. Smiling is also contagious. So is yawning. But smiling is a much better thing to be contagious. So for this Friday, it's beautiful here in Chicago. Turn around and smile at someone. Say hello. Hang out with happy people this weekend. Have a cocktail with some fun people that you know, because that's what I'm going to do. So have a great, great weekend. We have a great show coming up for you, so stay tuned and stay well.